ABC.
Yes, sir, Neil.
Boom, go.
We're back.
Show number 900 and...
And then we have a show tomorrow night, too. What is that?
We're getting roasted tomorrow night, by the way.
Oh, that's right, Matthew.
We're getting interviewed.
We're getting interviewed tomorrow.
The problem is that you have got nothing going on. You're like smoke.
Change the shoes. The
tables are turning. I got a couple skeletons in the closet, okay? So that's it.
Whatever. God.
Here we go.
So tune in tomorrow for my skeletons. Neil, we're here with Operation Surf.
Yeah.
How many times, Dan, have you been?
Dan Carrazza, yeah. Founder.
How many times have you been up?
I was just doing the math as we're sitting there waiting to do this, and I think it's like 13 times here in Santa Cruz.
13 times.
I don't think we missed too many.
No.
And COVID stopped us for, I think, just 1 year, and so if that was the case, then 13 times here in Santa Cruz.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Explain why you started Operation Surf. How it got going?
Well, it got going because I'm a recovering drug addict. And when I had 5 years of being clean and sober, I realized being of service to other people was like kind of the thing I needed to do because I just had so much guilt, shame, and remorse. It was about serving and helping other people. And then as I changed my whole dynamic and focus towards life, I was given the opportunity to take some wounded warriors in transition from the Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas, and we started bringing them out here. And
were you more wounded than they were?
Mentally?
Yeah.
Well, probably just as, but, you know,
yeah.
Physically, you know, I have all my limbs.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, what goes on in your head, you know, when you have those thoughts and those things going on in your head, you know, you just want to avoid all those things, and so we just start doing what we do. And, you know, drugs and alcohol were a major part of my life, and I stopped December 16th, 2002, and then 5 years later, helping other people, I started helping wounded military people, and I watched the change of them when we took them surfing, and I just said I could never stop doing this, because, you know, when you look at the physical and the, you know, the emotional challenges, you know, burn, you know, loss of limbs and all those things, and you're taking them out surfing, and as a surfer, you're looking at it, and you're going, you know, sorry, but, you know, your life's pretty fucked, you know? And the reality is, it's like they were smiling, you know? And I'm just there like, and I'm like, I can never stop doing this. And so as we go, you know, we take people surfing just to change, you know, the mental mindset about the challenge as we're in front of them.
Was there somebody that was your Operation Surf? Like, what was the turn that, was there somebody that pushed you into that turn? Was there life-changing moment?
Not really, because what it really was my own personal journey of recovery. And so when somebody was helping me, you know, do my, you know, inward look at self, I realized how much and how beneficial surfing was for me. And so as I did that, I realized, you know, as time went on, it was like, okay, I need to help more people. And I didn't come up with a good idea. I wouldn't say, oh, I'm going to go do this. What happened was, is I got a phone call and I said, yes. Will you help me? Yes. When do you want to do it? Okay. Yeah, let's go do this, you know? And so we just put the puzzle pieces together, and the puzzle piece wasn't even made. It was just like, make the pieces. And then, you know, the picture was made, you know? And then as we go every year, you know, it changes and, you know, takes its own little, you know, directional changes. And, you know, and then we have people here, like Josh here, to share what it's done for them, you know? It's because, you know, as we all know, surfing is, you know, it's got that mental and spiritual and emotional peace that we get when we're in the water surfing, because the physical aspect of it, the fun part, the, you know, the camaraderie and the unity, you know, it's pretty positive most of the time.
Neil, but, who was the, that photo that we saw earlier?
Yeah.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
The one that we've talked about before. There was one, you had a guy that was suicidal in one of the very early ones. It came to Santa Cruz.
Oh, it was Bobby Lane.
Bobby. And Bobby's been on the show. His story's incredible. Like, I mean, what you've done, and you've not only changed lives, you've saved lives, right?
Yeah. So it's funny is because really what it's all about is about connection. And so when you can create a safe environment where people feel safe enough to open up and talk, then you get people to say the things that they normally wouldn't tell anyone because of fear of judgment, you know? And so if you can create a safe environment where people are actually able to, you know, share what's going on in their head that they're, you know, holding back, You know, it's, and that's how it, like, you know, it escalates and snowballs in a negative way when we don't get it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists, you know, it's like, you know, tell me about your day. You know, no one wants to talk to them.
And is that mostly like a VA situation for that resource?
Well, that's their option for care is, you know, the VA, mm-hmm. and then the VA, they go through that process, and, you know, and I'm, you know, there's some good VAs and some are not, you know, and so their solution is sometimes their problem.
Well, I feel like this is so opposite of what you might be getting therapy at a VA hospital, going surfing, and like you say, having a safe environment to talk. Josh, I mean, you've done this.
Yes, I came 2 years ago. So traditional therapy at the VA, you're in a closed off room. It almost feels like you're being interrogated about your past traumas. Out on the water, it's pretty open. It has a sense of not being closed off, the connections that you're making, no judgment. And the first time that you catch a wave is pretty much everybody will say it's an indescribable euphoric feeling that you'll never forget. And so a lot of veterans, most of the adrenaline rushing has been on these traumatic experiences in combat and right. you come home personal trauma. But with surfing, you have this sense of adrenaline, this sense of camaraderie, and it's such a positive experience and to be a part of it, and you're working with a team of people. And even though everyone has their own challenges in life, the platform for sharing your stories at the end of the day about your highs and lows, because throughout life you have your ups and your downs, your highs and your lows, and they just get stuck like underneath subsurfacely, and it sometimes can feel like overwhelming, like you're drowning, you're underwater, can't breathe, and you resurface above the water and you have a great group organization, they're taking care of you. There's always somebody there for you, and it's such a awesome experience and something great to be a part of.
So you're sharing these things, but you were in the military. What branch, and what did you do in the military? What type of experiences were you like walking through and or even driving through when you were you know, deployed?
So during my deployments, I was stationed out at Schofield Barracks. I was a U.S. Army infantryman. I served in my battalion scout recon platoon as a senior scout observer. I've had my best friend shot by a sniper in front of me. I know the loss of that is tremendous just to hold on, but losing a lot of friends and suicide bombers, mass casualty, and just seeing the rigors of war takes an emotional toll on you. You don't realize it at a young age. And all that stuff just holding you down, it's just something that I personally believe is that when you're out there surfing, it's kind of washing each wave is washing away a little bit of trauma at a time. It's not going to be an overnight fix, but I feel like the continuous care of like the community that is involved with the situation is something that support system that is a lot of people lack, especially when the isolation feels after COVID and all this stuff that, you know, just negative talk about everything. It's something positive and something that you can look forward and be hopeful to.
Do we get what's going on in the Middle East as far as what we see? We just seem to be able to pick up the paper or look at on our phones and see what's going on. Well, we put them down. Do we understand as a nation what's going on there in the Middle East? And this has been going on for hundreds of years, and it probably will continue for another 100 years because that's what's going on over there. But yeah. do we understand as far as what you went through, and understand that just people in general there are just having a hard time?
Yeah. It's a hard dynamic to see because we're going into villages and they're living in mud huts and they don't have running water, their electricity is rolling blackouts, they're using cow patties to heat up their house and cook with food. There's always conflict everywhere.
Right.
I try not to dwell on the past or some of the negative stuff that's happening lately in the world and try to look forward to the positive situations. Yeah. But I always do like hope and pray for peace and that people don't have to struggle in life.
I got a question for him. Do you know your best day surfing?
I do. I do remember it was the first day I was living in Hawaii. My first wave I ever caught was in Velzy Land on North Shore in Hawaii. And I do remember a lot of the wipeouts pre-leading to that, but the time that you catch your first wave and you just ride it and you're just in the moment. So a lot of people in the military and just people in general, you're overly anxious trying to look, you know, into the future. You're depressed looking in the past. But surfing has taught you to be present in the moment.
So. Man, do you have a favorite moment? Do you have a favorite moment of surfing, during Operation Surf Event?
Well, there's so I've been doing it for 15 years.
Of course, yeah.
So the moments is watching people come in, shut down, head down, not looking you in the eye, and then going through the process of, you know, connecting them with the people that we bring. Like, I just don't bring anybody into our program to serve them. You know, they basically have to go through my vetting. It's because I want to have, it's about the people that are serving the people.
Yeah. Right?
So when you get that environment to where someone is having this experience to where, you know, they stop being guarded and they're able to their shoulders go back and their eyes come up and they actually start looking at you and smiling. I mean, how many times? Hundreds, hundreds, and hundreds of times.
Right.
That's why I can never stop what I'm doing, is because it's like, how simple can you go in and share the ocean and surfing and, you know, bring some, you know, certain people that have been through their own challenges to share their story. We don't tell people what to do. We just share our own story of what we've been through.
Yeah.
And when we do that in front of them, they're like, well, I did this, you know, I'm going through this. And so it's like the specific, you know, times and certain things, you know, it's seeing them change their outlook of the world. When before they came here, it was not that bright and not that positive.
Yeah.
So is there a favorite time? Whenever you bring joy into anyone's life, how can you say what is different?
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we're sharing about.
Do you see our Bonnie moment from Bonnie, right?
So the one and only?
I think it was the first year. Bonnie was still around.
Yeah.
And he befriended this guy, Brian Boone. And Brian we're still friends on Facebook. And they were talking, and then Bonnie's like, isn't there VFW up there somewhere? I go, yeah, because I used to go there with Quinn, my son, have a beer or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cheap beer, like $3. So I go, yeah, so VFW there. So Bonnie goes, can we go? And I go, oh, of course we can go. We go up to VFW with Bonnie and Brian Boone, and we walked in the door, and all of a sudden it was like he just won the Olympics or something, you know. They took Bonnie in like he was a hero. But Brian, I don't forget that Brian, he was just in seventh heaven now. All these old dudes from the VFW just made it into a big party for him. You know, it was a Bonnie, I know Bonnie loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah, you know, Barney, Barney's Barney, right? But his infectious energy is it's uplifting, you know? So that's why a lot of people, you know, were drawn to Barney, is because of his energy.
Right.
And his outlook on life, you know? And, you know, and like we all got our journeys but when somebody like Barney is involved in a program, like many other surfers here, in Santa Cruz.
Well, Rufo's always been a part of your program, right?
Richard, I got to give that shout out to Richard Schmidt, because the reason why we're here is because of my relation with Richard.
Right.
You know, and so I've, you know, being a surf coach and teacher, you know, and, you know, working for his surf camps, when I started doing this, you know, as soon as I had the opportunity to start arranging and, you know, making the, you know, the the lineup to help them, I'm like calling Richard. And Richard's like, yes.
He's just that way.
Huh? Yeah.
Got a band full of surf boards. Let's do it.
As soon as we did that, we did one down, and it was in Pismo at that time. And as soon as he did it, he goes, we need to do one in Santa Cruz. And I go, let's do it, because I obviously know this is a great place, mm-hmm. To take, first-time surfers out there.
And access. Easy. Airports are close. South-facing beaches.
Well, the curriculum of everything is being in and around the water, If you have the blue mind effect and what's going on, it's like when you're around ocean, water, smelling it, hearing it, there's a sense of peace that comes over, all of, even non-surfers, It's like oceanfront property and ocean view rooms, Even if you don't surf, there's a healing piece to it.
So. Well, Brian, you wanted to say something before, and I told you to save it until we're on the air.
It's the volunteering. That's how I first got involved, and I was scoping, seeing all these great programs happening in our community, and then because I have military in my past and family, I want to see how I can get back, and I got a chance from this guy to go serve folks that have been through severe injury. I'll never forget their names, Jonathan and Gordy. Gordy was blown up 7 times in Afghanistan, Purple Heart recipient, saw one little pinhole out of his eye, and he got out there, he's in the Netflix movie Resurface, please watch it, and that transformation, that, like he was saying, he would come up, coming through, but boy, what he could do to stand up, his joy, his happiness,
surfer.
His heart, and I go, how do you know where you're going? And he'd say, I stand on the shore, and I take photographs in my mind, and I stitch them together. So when you guys set me going, and he took out his prosthetic eye, so remember, it's got one pinhole, stroke, left side of body challenges, and he just wrote waves. And it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. His sight is, if you put your fingers together and you look out just
like that,
that little hole, that's what he sees.
Wow.
So if you do that, what's really funny is he taught me one of the, how much we can take it for granted. Because if you're watching this and you surf, I want to tell you a story about how easy it is just to take things for granted. So I took Gordy out surfing and I got him past the lineup, and I gave him hand signals and all that kind of stuff to try to figure the process of learning how to stand up. But he sat on his board and he started crying, and I'm like, you okay? And this is a warrior, right? And he started crying. He said, looked at me and with that look, and he says, I've never sat on a surfboard before. And when you receive that type of information and you're like, God, here's a guy showing his emotions just sitting on a surfboard.
Yeah.
I mean, sitting, literally just sitting on a surfboard is bringing out that kind of joy and that kind of emotion out of someone. I mean, it's so easy to take things for granted. And we just never know what things we could say, what we can do that might just change to direct the path of someone's life. And so.
That's awesome. Where is the event? For those who want to go see.
Up to Cal's.
Today was our last day at Cal's, and then tomorrow we're going down to Capitola, and we'll be down there tomorrow and Thursday.
So I can go check it out? You can go check it out?
Yeah, so anybody can go down, check it out.
Yeah.
Support the cause.
Yeah, you can support us. We have a merch tent down there.
Yeah.
Selling things.
Say it again.
We have a merch tent down there. We're selling things. You get a hold of me if you want to.
So you're selling t-shirts down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much? Exactly. The usual $30 shirt or something.
And hoodies and hats and stickers and everything that we sell goes to help us carry out our mission, because there's no cost to these guys, to go through the program.
Perfect. Yeah. We're a nonprofit. We have financial needs, and our goal is to get more Josh in the water, experiencing these stories of transformations that we are so lucky. Volunteers that can give back to the organization to continue the success.
I want to say so. We've taken a lot of time talking.
Yes, sir.
Josh, what is a good Operation Surf story that you got for us?
Good Operation Surf.
You dropped in on him with Bun.
I've seen the van drop in while he's smoking a cigar. people surf and do headstands. It's just an amazing experience. But I would honestly, this coming back as a veteran support, and we do have an injured veteran who cannot see, and for them to coordinate a plan, and for him to stand up and catch a wave, and he can't even see, but he has that feeling, that he'll never forget. And it was just the smiles and the incredible joy that has been brought to him, all because of surfing. So it's just one wave at a time and one day at a time is sometimes how you have to take it.
Absolutely.
So they're all memorable experiences, but I'm very grateful and to have this opportunity to be a participant and come back and help support the cause and go surf some waves and create some good memories.
Okay, so you guys gonna go eat? Don't miss out on dinner.
Yeah.
So
only well, hey Neil, you know one thing though?
What's that?
Any day that you go surfing is a better day.
Yeah. You understand that. You just go, as soon as you stick your toe in the water, you're good to go.
And there's no cell phone out there. Like, it's just like getting it away from it all.
I remember taking my, when I first moved here from England, I took a surf lesson from Richard Schmidt. And to this day, every time I see him, I don't care where it is, he's sick of hearing it, I tell him thank you. Thank you, bro. Taught me how to surf. He's like, Neil, you have to keep telling me thank you. I go, no. Every time I see you from now on the rest of my life, you're around, I will tell you thank you.
Well, Richie's the king of Santa Cruz, by the way.
The whole family is just the whole family is wonderful.
And at the very top of the whole pyramid,
his dad was Richie. His dad was a legend. He's a legend. Herb Schmidt, he's a legend.
Great family.
Yeah.
You guys, thanks.
Hey, thank you.
Social media, Facebook.
Yes,
Instagram,
Operation Surf.
That's awesome. And tomorrow, Capitola Beach, and what are the hours tomorrow?
We'll be there from 9 to 3.
9 to 3. So if you guys want to go down and check it out.
Tomorrow night, you and I are getting interviewed by Matthew Swinson and Nicole. Nicole from Rootstock. So.
Okay. So tune in tomorrow night to get us. Like, are we getting roasted?
Yeah.
So we're getting roasted tomorrow. Sean Dollar, thanks for having us on Santa Cruz Waves. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Operation Surf tomorrow down on Capitola Beach. We'll be here tomorrow night. Have a great night. Until then, goodbye.